During a meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education, the Department of Basic Education revealed that there is no mechanisms in place to track, trace, or keep learners in school in order to encourage them to return to school. Given the high number of dropouts, the department needs to start implementing strategies and solutions to improve learner retention in South Africa's public schools as a matter of urgency. The DA will write to the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nosiviyo Mampisa-Nqakula, to request a debate in Parliament on the high learner dropout rate across South African schools. Since 2010, over 5.9 million learners have fallen out of the system. This is a number calculated by subtracting the number of matrics who wrote their final exams from the same cohort of learners who enrolled in grade 10 to complete matric. This has also given indication as to why there's a very high number of youth not in education, employment or training, sitting at over 8 million. South Africa needs innovative solutions to address this major dropout crisis. The DA has a number of suggestions to manage this crisis. One is to develop and implement an innovative homeschool education policy. This would take a lot of pressure off an overburdened department and solve a variety of challenges, such as teacher shortages, learner transport shortages, and yearly placement difficulties. We need to implement learner tracking mechanisms, working with the Department of Social Development to track learners who have dropped out of school, as well as find and place learners who have never attended school. We need to implement learner retention strategies that motivate learners to go to and stay in school. In the Western Cape province, there has been an implementation of their performance to transform strategy, which includes a growth mindset program for learners to improve their belief in their own abilities. The strategy also features a change of mindset program for teachers to drive a willingness to experiment, innovate, and be more resilient in their pressure circumstances, which reflects in better outcomes for learners. We need to adapt the curriculum to meet the needs of the economy through annually revising key subject areas and encouraging learners to enroll for such subjects. Lastly, we need to connect students with financial support pathways. Many learners do not have the adequate financial support to stay in school. It is important to identify these learners and connect them with avenues whereby they can gain the financial support they need. This could include, this could be through a local NPO, the private sector, social welfare networks, or reaching out to the local community to support learners who need it. The causes of learner dropout are multifaceted and requires the political will to implement a holistic solution. We cannot allow for these learners to drop out of school as a result of factors out of their control. It is a responsibility of DBE to provide them with adequate foundations to succeed in the system by providing them solutions to this challenge.